It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse, and we're going to read the chapter. So please that you open your Bibles and join us today as we do that. As you're doing that, as you're opening your Bible and preparing to study today, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Now that we're ready, please begin reading now with Exodus 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's house, and I will exalt him. And the Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The flood stood up right as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength upon thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with the chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with trembles and with dances. And Miriam answered them, saying, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they come to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which, when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the violence of the Lord, hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought unto the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the waters. Now let's begin with prayer after we've read God's precious word. Thank you for this opportunity, Father, that we can come together and study together and share over your word together. I thank you most of all for your power and your strength that saved me, that keeps me, and the same Holy Spirit that lives within my heart, he teaches me your word and your way. And he led me to the Lord Jesus, your Son, and now that I know Jesus as my Savior, I have trusted in him by faith. I know in my heart that I am a child of God, born again, saved by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, dear Father, thank you. And I thank you that you now take that same Spirit. He teaches me, guides me in the ways that please you. And so please, dear Lord, continue to guide and lead me in the way of righteousness. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at these verses of Scripture, and we've spent quite a bit of time as we enjoy the study, and we look here at this 15th chapter, and the 15th chapter is a chapter that really we begin to see for one of the first times the praise. I'm sure that there was some praise involved when we were in the time with the plagues and things of that sort. I'm sure that there were some praises and rejoicing when they were watching the people of Israel being destroyed and taken, the people of Egypt destroyed and taken, the people of Israel saved and kept. And so when that took place, I'm sure that there was some rejoicing at that time. But all of a sudden now, they have witnessed something that is miraculous, and they come together and they begin to praise the Lord. You know, we need to look at the deliverance here. We have talked about how that the sea was opened up, Israel walked on dry land, and then the 15th chapter once again confirms that then when Pharaoh and his men got into the midst of that, then the sea just came down like a mighty army, a mighty power, and just ripped them apart. And it said that they went down as lead into the bottom of the sea. And so we watch and we see the power and the presence of God. But I want to look, before we go any further here, at a couple of things, because when they went down through that sea, I want you to see what that meant to the nation of Israel. Because when they walked down through that sea, they walked down through that sea with a walk of faith. Moses held up his hand, and they followed the Shekinah glory cloud, and they began to come down through the sea. And then remember what happened, because it was kind of the way I see it, it kind of happened all at the same time. The sea was parted, and they went that direction, and then the Shekinah glory cloud came and come down between Israel and Egypt, because Egypt was pursuing so rapidly upon Israel. Now we find that it was darkness. It was darkened the day with this cloud upon Egypt, but it was light for the Israelites to see. And so as we watch, every time when we step by faith, walk by faith, make a step forwards toward the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him, he will give us light. And by having light, we can see where we're to be and what we're to be doing. And so it's a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in his light. the same time, the world that hates the Lord Jesus Christ, that refuses to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, is walking in darkness, and is darkness continually. And so that's the two choices that you have. We either walk in the light of the Lamb, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, or we walk in the darkness of the world. Now, I have a verse of Scripture here because we are, by faith, identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. And through our baptism is how that first took place. Right after you were saved, you should have been scripturally baptized. You should have had maybe down at the river or in a lake or a pond or maybe in a baptistry, but you should have been scripturally baptized, because what that is doing is connecting you with Jesus Christ. You are identifying yourself with Christ. You're identifying yourself with the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so you can see that picture when you go down into the water and you come up back up out of the water. That's the beautiful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection. Now, what was missing here with this group of Israelites, the 1.5, 2, 3 million, however many Israelites there were that passed through this Red Sea on dry land, they went down into the water. They were identified with Christ. They, by faith, was walking. And that's exactly what we should be doing. We're not saved by works. There's nothing that we can do to bring salvation into our heart or into our life, into our mind. There is nothing that we can do. We must come by faith in Jesus Christ and trust in Him. And if you'll do that today, then you begin to have this wonderful personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And that's what's necessary, is the personal relationship that you and I must have. Because if we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, we do not know Him at all. And so if you don't know Him at all, then you're going to be as the Egyptians and Pharaoh, and you're going to find yourself beginning to come down into the sea, and it seems as though that you're being identified with Him. But instead of that, instead of it being your salvation, it's your judgment and your destruction. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you neglect your responsibility to come by faith to Jesus Christ today. And so that's first of all. And so they were identified with God, the God Jehovah, by them going down through. And there were multitudes of people that are going to see two things: the deliverance, being identified, and the deliverance of Israel, and the destruction of Egypt's powerful men and Pharaoh. And so that's one thing that the world is going to see. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, if you'd want to take your Bibles and go to that book and chapter and verse with me, Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to go to verse 29, chapter 11, verse 29. And it says, "By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned." You see the difference? One walked by faith, trusting in God, following after Moses. And what a wonderful step, and what a wonderful time that the people had when they watched the power of God. And they came out of that time, and they came out of that sea on dry land, and they watched the destruction. And we can kind of read part of that at the end now. Let's verse 28 of the last chapter. "And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall upon them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did up on the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord, and his servants Moses. And then we begin with this song. And then Moses, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he drowned into the sea. Israel had no horses. Israel wasn't riding horses. We see here that it was the Egyptians and Pharaoh. And we've kind of divided it up. It's kind of a division here. The first 19 verses is the song, and we're going to enjoy that here in a minute, because the Lord is my strength and my song, my salvation. The Lord is a man of war. Lord is his name. It just continues down through the first 19 verses of this chapter. And then verses 20 and 21, they call it kind of a solemn song. And then 22 is the march into the wilderness. 23 and 24, we find some discord. They begin to murmur once again. And then 25 and 26, we see the relief of that burden that they were facing, which was no water. And then in verse 27, why we have that they become once again satisfied with what the Lord is able to do for them. And so with that in mind now, let's begin to look, because in this first verse, Moses gives God the glory. He is strong. I'm praising you and singing your name, and you are my salvation. And so what a wonderful start to this. And let's begin now in chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. And then verse 2, the Lord is my strength. They are happy and rejoicing. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt him. What a wonderful statement. You know, something that we just don't do, and that is praise our God. We come and we sing hymns, and we come and we listen to a message preached. Sometimes it's a sermon, sometimes it's a sermonette, depending on where you go. And you come, and sometimes it's not even God's word that's preached. It's just something else that is proclaimed. Sometimes it's not even the something that is of the word of God. So now we come and we sing these hymns, and we listen, you know, and the old world is bringing in all this pop music. They say, oh, it's the words, and we need to use those to reach our youth. You use those words, and I guarantee you're not going to reach your youth, because you're going to hand your youth over to Satan himself. You need to stay with the Word of God, the simple Word of God. Don't go with all this popular music that's so... you go to any tavern or some place where the young people of the world go, music sounds alike. Now, there's a problem when the beat and all that sounds just alike. It says, oh, it's the words. And that's not the words at all. It's the beat. And the beat's got them. And that old beat is a beat of Satan. And so we need to stay away from those things if we want to protect our children and or protect ourselves. And so we need to understand that we need to come and we need to praise the Lord. And for that, we need to acknowledge what he has done for us. And that's what's happening here with the nation of Israel. That's what's happening here. Because with this, the nation of Israel, their redemption, their salvation that they have just witnessed was twofold. The sea was opened. They come over on dry land. Number one. Number two, God, with that same salvation that was delivered to Israel, was Pharaoh and Egypt's damnation, their judgment. Because the same water that opened up that allowed them through, that same water closed back up and meant death for the enemy of Israel. And so here the people come now. Now they have seen the plagues in Egypt. They have come murmuring. There's no graves. There's no graves. And we found already in the 15th chapter they're murmuring again. No water. No water. That's kind of what we do. And I'm sad to say and sorry to say that we spend a whole lot more time murmuring than we do praising. Oh, we need to praise the Lord. But I don't mean jumping up and down. I mean in our heart. And we need to sing these beautiful old hymns that we've had for so many years. We need to sing these beautiful hymns. We need to enjoy these beautiful hymns. And we need to sit down and listen to the Word of God. And all the time in our heart and in our mind is a song. Because we love our God. And we know what He has done for us. And we praise Him. How many times have you been in church and somebody will leave the service and says, well, you know, so-and-so probably enjoyed that, but I sure didn't get much out of it. You know, and so first thing they do is blame the preacher. Well, could be. Maybe the preacher wasn't any good. Maybe you've come here and you said, boy, there's nothing here. Well, I tell you what, you come here, you'll find something here because the Spirit of God is here. His power is here. And you sit and listen. There's nothing in the Word of God that gives us any direction other than organized to listen carefully and quietly and prayerfully to the Word of God. And when you leave the house of God where the Word of God is proclaimed and you say you didn't get anything out of it, you better be looking at someone besides the preacher or besides the church. And don't be looking around someplace else for another place where you feel good. Because if you're looking to feel good, you're in trouble. You need to acknowledge the power of God, acknowledge His salvation, and begin to praise His precious name and lift Him up in praise and honor. And these people finally did. They watched their deliverance from the hands of the Egyptians and watched the death of the Egyptians. We've talked about how that there is a Pharaoh in all of the fancy tombs that they make. There is one tomb that is empty, one place that they have that he had built for himself. Because you see, a Pharaoh puts much of his wealth because that way he can have it for the next world. That's what they believe. Well, it's filled with his wealth, but he's not there. And that is the same time period that this event with the Red Sea. You see, there's much proof that the Word of God is true. Much proof. I don't need those kinds of proofs. I don't need to find Noah's Ark. I don't need to find the Ark of the Covenant. I don't need to find the mercy seat. Those things I don't need because I know in my heart that Jesus Christ is real. And it is not a feeling. I know it. I know it. And you need to know that same saving power of Jesus Christ. And if you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus, study His Word, search His Word, enjoy His Word, and you will find His power and His strength. So please today that you come to Him and begin to stop murmuring and begin to start praising and honoring and glorifying His name. And once again here, we find this. He hath triumphed gloriously. They acknowledge that. The Lord is my strength and my song. It's a song in my heart that I can sing. He has become my salvation. He's my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt Him. Oh, those words need to be not only coming across our lips, but they need to be in our heart. And we need to speak them with power and strength. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. They have seen not only the salvation side of God, but they also have seen the side of God as judge. And I tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ today, you better come today because today is the day of salvation. You may not have tomorrow, and if you've got tomorrow, the opportunity may not be there for you. If you're hearing the Word today, and that Spirit, He is touching your heart and bouncing on your heart, and He wants to come in, but He will not force Himself in. You have to invite Him. So please ask Him to come into your heart and ask Him to save you, because He is a God of love. But in the love that He has shown us is totally and completely in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you trust in Jesus today if you want to experience His love. If you choose not to trust in Jesus Christ today, you will see His wrath. And that's what Pharaoh did. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. Verse 4, his chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Look at that. Sank into the bottom as a stone. There, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Look at the wrath of God, how that it stood against this enemy. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood up upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Look at the power that Pharaoh and Egypt thought that they had. There was nothing going to stop. You see, remember, God, not only did Pharaoh and the Egyptians harden their own heart, but also at a place God began to harden their heart as well. And they had such a desire to see the nation of Israel dead that they weren't thinking. They weren't thinking at all. And all of a sudden, this wall of water, and it says congealed, it was like a stone wall. And Israel crossed down through on dry land and up onto the other side. It was salvation for them. And then Pharaoh, he without a thought chased down underneath into the depths of that sea. And it was deep there, went into the depths of that sea. And the time when Pharaoh and all of Egypt that was pursuing Israel was in the sea, then with a vengeance, the sea came down upon them. They were after the enemy. The enemy said, Pharaoh said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Thou dost blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters, as a stone, as lead. That's what the Word of God keeps talking about. And earlier in the last chapter, it even spoke and said that they was washed up on the sea when it was all finished. Thou dost blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them, and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. This is all the song that they're singing, the praise that they're giving their God for what He has done. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in a mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariot and with his horsemen unto the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh, my friend, what a beautiful day we have to study the Word of God, to sing such a song, to see the power of God, how it's taken our sins away and set us free. We should be singing praises unto the Lord. Oh, I'm glad that you've joined us today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?